Every year, my wife, Diane, and I spend a good part of the month of March in Naples, Florida. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Naples is a wonderful place, very upscale, lots of retirees who have had successful careers. Last year at Ash Wednesday Mass, during the homily, the priest mentioned that he had received several calls in the past few days asking him about the rules for fasting. How old do you have to be not to be required to fast, was the question. Well, said the priest, it's 59, which includes about 99% of you. He went on to give a great homily on what fasting should be about. And at the end of Mass, before the concluding hymn, he reminded all in attendance that we abstain from meat on Ash Wednesday. He said, you know, if you're at the Turtle Club tonight for dinner, don't order that 16-ounce steak. Well, that night, we just happened to have reservations at that very restaurant, and as we sat waiting for our waiter to finish taking an order at a nearby table, we couldn't help but overhear the conversation. I'll have the New York strip, said the elderly gentleman. No, honey, his wife exclaimed. Father said, don't have the steak tonight. Okay, then, he replied as he looked at the waiter. I'll have the lobster instead. Apparently, the priest's message got lost somewhere in its meaning in the hours that followed Mass. It reminded me of myself as a kid. I'd give up candy for Lent only to gorge myself on chocolate Easter bunnies and peeps and marshmallow eggs from my overstuffed basket on Easter morning. Or the time I gave up broccoli and asparagus. I dislike them both. Or watermelon, which I love, but it's out of season, so no problem. It's hard to admit, but it seemed that I may have missed the similar homily years ago. That's the problem I have with rulebook Catholicism. We are so fixated on following the rules that we miss the reason for the tradition. It has nothing to do with our age or finding the right loophole. It's about trying to have our best Lent ever. It's about taking the three pillars of Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and making them more meaningful in your life. It's about giving up your smartphone in the evening to spend more quality time with your family. It's about giving up Facebook and taking that time to read an uplifting book, commit to a daily devotional, say a rosary, or pray the Stations of the Cross. It's about giving up complaining, gossiping, or meaningless texting, and instead volunteer at a food pantry. It's about giving up that double mocha latte and donating the money to a charity. Most people give up the same thing every year, and truth be told, if you fit into that category, then you need to do something different if you're going to have a meaningful Lenten season. Try doing something you haven't done before, something different, something out of character for you. It'll have much more meaning. Giving up chocolate, soda pop, alcohol, or fast foods may meet the minimum requirements, but we should ask the question that Pope Francis suggested in his Ash Wednesday homily last year. Does my fasting benefit someone else? Then our Lenten fast won't be all about us, but it'll be about being like that Good Samaritan. Lent begins on Wednesday. Let's take some time these next few days and think about what we really want to get out of Lent this year. Let's think about how our spiritual life can grow as we prepare to have our best Easter ever. Let's do this together, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.